The streets of Lagos are buzzing back to life after the state eased curfew restrictions to 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. Commercial buses have taken to the streets while private cars ply the roads. But not everyone is coming out.
I don't think it's safe enough to go out.
Yejide Adeneye is a mother of one and she's weary of going out. She says there is a tense calm after days of unrest.
I've not even been going out at all. So even though the curfew has been lifted, I still don't feel comfortable going out yet, especially because I have a little one. I feel, you know, I should still continue to watch the situation of things before I step out at all. It's really because, I mean, nobody expected what happened last week. There was no way we could have expected this. So I guess everybody's still trying to lie low.
Unrest escalated in Lagos and other parts of Nigeria after the shooting of the protesters who gathered last Tuesday night in defiance of the curfew to demonstrate against police brutality. Rights group Amnesty International said soldiers and police had killed at least 12 protesters in two districts in Lagos. The army and police have denied any involvement. Over the weekend, Nigeria's police chief ordered the immediate mobilization of all force resources to control the street violence that saw hoodlums looting and destroying public and private properties. President Muhammadu Buhari has called for an end to the protests and said government was already responding to the issues raised. But while demonstrations have ended on the streets, the NSAS protesters say they are not giving up.
The problem has not been solved in the minds of so many people. They just feel the government just did whatever because they have guns. And now you are telling the people that when next they are coming to fight for their right, they have to come prepared. So we now know one or two things. The tricks of the politicians, the tricks of the government, what they use in suppressing people's voice.
Abio Dauphin is 26 and one of the protesters who took to the streets for 2 weeks demanding an end to police brutality with the NSAS campaign. He says the NSAS protests have awakened the political consciousness of Nigerian youths who are now going to stay active in demanding for good governance.
Let's leave SARS alone now. Anytime we feel that a government official is found guilty of corruption, and we can take protest to that person's house for the person to step down until he has been cleared by the court of law. So like that, people now understand that the power belongs to them.
Samuel Okocha, VOA News, Lagos, Nigeria.